Gore readings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined as always by that lovely gentleman, Todd Loya.
What's up?
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up?
Nothing much.
That's two take Dan right there.
God damn it. They didn't have to know that.
It's for our patrons.
Expose my screw up, but all right, I guess, you know, we'll shame Dan really on the show live. Let people know it took him two takes. That's fine. That's
good. Hey, that's pretty good for usually it takes more.
All right, Dan. It takes more in the countdown alone. So what do we got tonight, Dan?
Well, we have some new trauma, as I was saying. If you haven't gone and listened to our hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm review, you should. We did that a couple weeks ago, I believe now. But we got some more for you, and that is Slashening, The Final Beginning, from director Brandon Bassam. And this one follows 5 years after the slashing. 22-year-old Madison Santangeli moves to Brooklyn to start a new life in the wake of her father's suicide. But a series of murders committed by a familiar mass killer starts happening around her. Is it coincidence or is somebody trying to send a message? All right, so slashing, final beginning. I'll get right into it. So I saw the slashing probably a few years ago. I know it was paired on Blu-ray with Fear Town USA, I believe it was.
Yes, Brandon's first film.
Yes, same director, and I remember liking those quite a bit. So kind of excited to see this. All right, so this
you know that's not a good thing the way he said that. So
what?
Continue, Dan. I feel like negativity.
There's no negativity. I love this movie. Do you want me to make it simple? I really like this time. No criticisms. Well, but you know, goddamn, assuming what Dan thinks.
I don't get it.
What did sound good? I didn't fucking say anything. God damn.
To be fair, Dan has like shit on like everything we've liked lately. So I do. You know, look at him. If we can't hear it, this is like the best Dan's ever looked.
That's
okay. Yeah. I know. I'm sorry, Dan. No, I was just, it just felt like a butt was coming, is all I was getting at. I'm glad there's not one.
There's not
Dan,
a butt coming.
You don't have to wide eye and squeaky voice. I just thought a butt was coming.
This isn't, I'm not fucking Sir Mix-a-Lot. There are no butts coming.
I love High Pitch Dan. This is my favorite Dan so far.
God damn. Well, fuck. I guess I'll just give it a shitty review now, Todd.
Take three?
Since you read my mind. God damn it.
Yeah, no. I do feel like I want to take three now.
No, we're not taking three. Shut up.
There we are. I'm going to stop right now.
So, I
want to do it over.
Stop. I really like the Okay. Take two continues. Do I do a countdown?
Just fucking start.
All right. Start. I'll do something.
Just fucking start. I just started, you dumb fuck.
All right, so the slashing final beginning. All right, so comparing this one to like a Shakespeare shitstorm or a Terra Firma, Poltergeist, the tone is a little bit different. This is definitely a comedy, but it's not the same like gross out style. There's no, projectile shit, really. This one's slightly more restrained humor in comparison to those films. But nonetheless, just as clever. I like this one quite a bit. The kills are hilarious. I'll just say one involves a nail gun and is pretty funny. Might make you cross your legs if you're a dude. There's also probably my favorite bit is the girl recounting her dad's failed suicide attempts. I was laughing so hard at that. And then how he found joy in life just cracked me the hell up.
Dan, you need to do the same. You'll have that joy again. I miss that spark in your eye.
You just want me to end up like David Carradine, you bastard. I hope you know what? You're gonna
put a lemon in your mouth.
I know he forgot the lemon. But what are you're gonna find me with in a closet with my dingus in my hand, and you're gonna feel really shitty for saying that, Todd.
Then I was gonna
in death, the
fruit I'm not gonna grab.
But anyways, no, you're not grabbing anything on me, dude.
No, I know you were just in the doing closet,
that. So. God damn it!
This movie makes it a point too for just speaking out and hashtag me too. So be careful, gentlemen.
Yes, that is one thing it has in common with Shakespeare Shitstorm. It does make fun of woke culture. Yes, social justice warrior.
Well, the first thing, I know you compared it to other trauma stuff, which is kind of unfair, but like,
not in a bad way.
No. But what I'm saying is, comparing it to Shakespeare's Shitstorm,
mm-hmm.
which he also wrote, you can see the similarities. His writing style is very obvious, or not obvious, sure. Very distinctive.
Yes, there's a little less toilet humor though in this. That's well, the big.
It didn't have shit in the title, so it wasn't the shitting.
A little less graphic.
Right? Although,
I want the shit
if you're watching and listening, the shitting could happen.
Yeah. It could.
Hey,
and we want our 20% now if you do it.
On the house, we left you, trauma.
Oh, and Lloyd, if your attacker is a man, punch him in the dick.
what if he's a woman? And so punch on and so on. I want to save something, damn it.
What did you think, Pugs? This one made me laugh quite a bit.
Dude. I was laughing my ass off. This movie's a goddamn ball. I actually hadn't seen the first one until recently, just so I could, you know, follow the storyline. And I'm glad I did, because it does follow, like, takes place. It ties in, thankfully. One of the survivors, his stuff is nasty. The way he has to come to... I don't want to use the actual word, but when he has a pleasant feeling and he's feeling like a nice guy, wow. that was cool and gross and had me dying. The music of this movie is amazing. When they break in the song, I'm and then there's like a Prince vibe where it's like only Prince can really sing songs like this and get away with it, but they make it work somehow. So, yeah. The kills are funny and brutal. Your situation that you brought up with the nail gun, holy crap, that that was hard.
Let's talk.
Yeah. And then all the fucking SJW stuff and wokeness and all the jabs at that, I appreciate it so much, because like some of us are sick and tired of it. Like not all of us are scumbags like that, and I think he feels the same way we do. It's like, it's still okay to joke, but just be careful. Yeah, I thought this was freaking awesome, and this is spoiler free, but the ending is actually brilliant.
Yeah.
Extremely smart, and I would like to see more movies tackle shit like that. And fucking A, good job. This is awesome. I liked it a lot.
I could actually see somebody saying, until we have a female president, I don't think men should be allowed to penetrate vaginas.
And that's when the Tods rise up.
Dawn of the Tods. Todd, what did you think, sir?
Well, not to be the turd in the punch bowl, but no, I'm kidding. Okay. It was worth it. Okay. I thought he was going to start waving his handkerchief.
That was, you were having like a Hogan Bash at the Beach moment. You're about to drop the leg. No. On poor Lloyd.
I fucking love this thing. I hadn't watched all of his Brandon Basem. Is that how we say?
Bastion,
I
go out there. Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong.
Basin's sorry.
Kind of a cool name.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, he's moved up to one of my favorite writer directors with this stuff, because I hadn't watched his other, like, I watched The Slashing for the first time, and his first film, Fear Town USA,
yeah.
Which I fucking love too. I mean,
I need to check that out.
Yeah, if you like the other stuff, you'll love it too. But this film in particular, man, it's the writing smart. The characters are smart and fun. Everything about it. I mean, if you want a serious horror film, it's going to miss the mark for you. But if you want a fun, you know, I don't, you know, it's a horror comedy. I mean,
oh yeah.
But yeah, this is definitely, I don't want to say it well, because I really love a Shakespeare shitstorm, but it's probably one of my favorite trauma movies in the last decade.
It's really cool that they've had back to back, in my opinion, big winners.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm curious how much, because this is technically from Anim Films. Mm-hmm. And I think Lloyd was just a producer, so I don't know if it's technically a trauma film. Actually, it's not. I mean, I don't know. This is a weird one. I wish we had that exact information.
But if you're distributing it, Lloyd's in it. Sometimes it's a very, you know.
To be fair, you can't use the Lloyd thing for. He's in anything he's asked, so that's not a real good point.
Guardians of the Galaxy is a trauma movie, then, and that's cool with me.
I want it to be a trauma movie. I want Rocket to cornhole a blind chick. It's got to happen now.
One episode. That's all I want. One fantasy book free episode.
That's
don't it. Make me do take four. I'm going to stop again on this.
To his all point, right. Though, Todd, tell me you wouldn't pop if Toxic Avenger was in the background. I'm in that prison. Sure.
He should have been in wherever Howard the Duck was in. What was that place called?
Oh, the Collectors?
Yeah.
I forgot what the ship's called, but yeah, I agree. Amazing.
Todd would just be sitting there just like fangasming in the theater.
Leonardo meme?
Yeah.
You think I didn't when Lloyd showed up? Yeah. I was literally the only person in the theater making audible pop.
Yeah, but that's not a complete surprise with the director. If Toxie showed up, I'm gonna.
Yeah, it would. Then, by the same logic, it wouldn't be a surprise because of the director either.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know, Todd. I'm just saying you might be requesting a towel from concessions.
What's the killer's the bag face name? I don't remember. Is that person named?
That's a good question. I don't
like
think...
burlap sack guy.
I just sackhead.
I like sackhead. So
sackhead. The sackhead showed up in one of those movies. That'd be pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, the third one's got to be called sackhead now.
I would love for there to be a third one. I really hope that there is.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wasn't, it kind of came back to me as I was watching this, the first one, and then I'm like, oh, wow. I actually have to be honest, though. I think this one's better than the original. I don't know if you would concur.
I think they're on par, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is shot better. And like, you can tell he progressed. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, definitely. But.
Damn, I don't know what you like better, dude. Like, you posed a good question.
I think the best way to say this is, I don't know how much he does have to do with trauma, but at least I know in my heart, whenever this Earth loses Lloyd, there are definitely people that will pick up the mantle and continue that independent style that has been established by trauma.
Oh,
so because there's a lot of people who try to do trauma. And it doesn't work, but this works.
For people who
100%.
Unintentionally did a trauma movie too.
Unintentionally is okay. It's just when you try to, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we can go ahead and rate this one. For me, super clever. I laugh hard. Straight through it. It's very timely again with the social justice bullshit. I give this one a 4.5. I think it's excellent. Again, obviously, like with most comedies, the humor's got to connect with you. So definitely very trauma humor, but a little less, like I said, a little less toilet humor than the others. But, you know, nonetheless, it's still gross at times. 4.5.
Yeah.
What say you, Todd?
I went back and forth because it's a five in my heart, but I'm a 4.5 also.
There we go. What say you, Pugs?
With how much I like the ending, I can do nothing but give it but a 5. It's a fucking solid piece of enjoyment. That ending is fucking brilliant. Bravo.
Yeah.
And I want to take lessons from Sensei Lloyd now.
We all do.
I think you just got the free lesson, Dan. But I'm sure you can send him $40 and he'll be happy.
There you go. There you go.
No refund.
I need to know how to punch them in the dick. But all right. So anyways, guys, we hope you enjoyed the review. For the hat, good night.
Good night.
All right, guys. Like, share, subscribe. If you'd be so kind, stalk us on all the social media bullshits. Namaste. Have a good evening.
See, I had something clever to say, but I don't know. I was going to make a fappening joke for Dan, but...
I thought you said you masturbate, you don't fap. So.
It was for
you.
I know. That's why the fappening joke would have been for you, Dan. So, you know what? Fuck it. This is the stinger. We're out.